Amen. I did a little more lengthy introduction of Pastor Williford, and I can't say enough about him. And you can go back and listen to that lengthier introduction from last night if you want. His wife was unable to be here with him this weekend, and she and we were very disappointed, and you have missed out on a wonderful treat being with Sister Williford. But she had to make some remarks at a funeral yesterday in North Carolina. Her childhood pastor, his family, and was unable to come. But we have Brother Williford, and as I mentioned last night, and you experienced his ministry, and didn't we hear a great word from the Lord last night? He's been one of, not only personally, let me just say this about him and the church in St. Louis. When I first talked to him about us doing Metro Missions, and he knew actually from the beginning where we were going to go. I didn't know where we were going to go. So Pastor Williford and God knew where we were going to go. When I finally told him what we were doing, he said, yeah, I knew that's what was going to happen. And I was like, well, you should have told me. Then I wouldn't have had to pray so much. And then, and I've mentioned, you know, our donors and partners. Typically, people travel around the country from anywhere from a year to 2 years. Most people who do Metro Missions, what we're doing, it's 2 years. And God gave me, an ability and direction not to have to travel. So I didn't travel. I did almost all of it on the phone. I preached a few places here and there, friends and whatever. They partnered with us. But by far, our biggest support overall came from Apostolic Pentecostal Church. And I mentioned that Pastor and Sister Williford, they've been partnering with us since before we left St. Louis. They're continuing to partner with us in Focus KC as we seek to reach Kansas City and train church planters. But in addition to that, the church partnered with us every month. And then he gave us the ability just to ask people from the pulpit if they wanted to partner with us. And so because of all of that, we've had probably close to $500 a month between him, the church, the people of the church, and some of those people from the church, they're picking up Focus KC and continuing on with that. That is evidence of a kingdom-minded, missions-first man of God who would train and instill people to be that. And so thank you, Pastor, for what you have done. And last night, as I close my introduction with this, and it's the best thing that I could say, above all else, he's a Christian. Would you welcome Pastor Steve Williford?
Thank you, Pastor. And it just feels good to be here today. I love what I'm feeling and what we're all feeling here. And I just love having fun in church, too. I'm going to preach a little bit about that in a minute. So I just thank God for the great spirit of joy that we feel here. And as I said last night, I count it a great honor to be invited for this weekend of services. It's a very special milestone, 5 years, and if the Lord tarries, it's going to turn into that 10 years you just referenced, Mark, and then it's going to turn into 20. In fact, those kids, my goodness. Woo. And I couldn't help but think, Sister Crystal, those kids, if the Lord tarries, 15 or 20 years from now, they're going to still feel the impacts of Cross Church and singing in an anniversary service and every little class. Thank you, parents, that have made sure your children are under the tent of the church and the covering of God and the blessings. I owe a whole lot to my mom and dad. My dad's going to be 94 in a few weeks. He's one of the first ones to the church. He goes every morning to prayer. I owe a whole lot to those parents making sure us three kids got to the house of God and were influenced. I remember laying on the floor taking a nap during Sunday night service. So excuse me for that. I hope the Lord forgives me. But I was young, y'all. And service started at 8 o'clock at night. And we went till about 10. So that was after going all day long. And so I remember laying on the floor. This is a great memory. It's a snapshot. And I could see all the shoes of all those high heels of those ladies and all those Boston wingtip shoes that all those men were wearing during that time. Well, it's just a blessing to be a part of the church. And I thank God for the progress. I got excited about that youth class that's going to start next week. And because those kids and those youth, they are the future, but they're of today. They're the church of today as well. I thank the Lord for fellow ministers that are here, the church planter. God bless you, my friend. And thank you, Brother and Sister Blackburn, for this invitation. I wish Becky could be here. She wishes she could. Her childhood pastor, her young pastor in her formative years, his wife passed away, and they asked her to be a part of that service. So I'm so glad that we could come. And Anna and Anthony and Cameron, I'm going to tell you, this Blackburn family blessed APC and blessed St. Louis and blessed what's now Urshan College. I'll tell you, God has given you a gift, Pastor Blackburn. You know how to raise funds for the kingdom, and I thank God for that. I don't have that gift, but he does, and thank God for it. And then to get to meet this great Cross Church family has been wonderful. And Christy, oh my goodness, Brother Blackburn's sister. And she was with us for a time at APC, and it's always so good to see Christy and Christy's friend, Donna. Hallelujah. And so there's so many things that could be said, and I know I've kept you standing for just a moment, but aren't you thankful for the church? I read this. They said, avoid riding in vehicles because 20% of accidents happen riding in some kind of vehicle. But don't stay home because 19% of accidents happen when people are in their homes. And then 14% of accidents happen on the street or sidewalk when you're walking outside. And then if you travel by air or rail or water, 16% of all the accidents happen by some form of transportation. All that negative news, here's the good news. 0.001, 1,000% of accidents happen when you come to church. It's a safe place. I'm glad to be in the church, aren't you? I'm thankful for God's goodness. From Psalm 102 and verse 13. Psalm 102 and verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. And in the Old Testament, Zion is a type and a foreshadowing of God's church. And for the time to favor her, yes, the set time is come. Hallelujah. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones. They're talking about the buildings of Jerusalem and Mount Zion. Take pleasure in her stones. They love the city so much, they even favor the dust thereof, of the city. They love every stone. They cherish the dust. That's how much they love that city. It was priceless and valuable to them. That leads me to preach today this subject. I love the church. Hallelujah. Woo. And of course, we're talking about more than a building. We're talking about the head of this church, who's Jesus Christ. And the body, who are the believers, my brothers and sisters, and that great plan of the church. I love the church. If you do, now don't fib, but if you do, I want you to say that with me. I love the church. And you may be seated. We have so much to be thankful for, to be able to gather together at a place like this on this Sunday morning and the other times that you gather here. I will admit to you, I've been in church all of my life, and there is a tendency to take the church for granted. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the poet, said, "If the stars should appear but one night every 1,000 years, how we would marvel and stare at them." But they come out consistently. They're out there somewhere every night, and many of the nights we can see them. We must not lose the wonder of the God and the plan of God called the church. Now, the church has some problems, no question. There was good and bad in the very first church in the book of Acts. There's always been, and there always will be, some good and bad. And I've been around the church all of my life. I've seen some of the best. I've seen some of the other. But the enemy and a few folks always focus on the bad, and it is there. But I want to give you a personal witness of what I have witnessed, and you probably have too. I've seen church members who take their Christianity and Holy Ghost experience seriously, and they walk it out in their lives. I've seen pastors that really live what they preach. You've got one. Hallelujah. Brother Hillhouse is another one. God has men who really live what they preach. I've seen singers and worship teams and choir members that are the same righteous people in public and in private. I've seen board members who support their pastor and their leaders, and church members who love people, some of them that they meet for the very first time, that they're very willing to give their money, their time, and their talents to them and for them. No matter what public opinion says, the media, public opinion, the good far outweighs the bad. I love the church. It's still the most God-endorsed, God-empowered, and God-enabled institution. Here's what Jesus said: "Upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." The gates of hell shall not overwhelm. I'm telling us, we're in a safe place today when we're in a place that allows the Spirit of God to move, that has the preaching of the Word of God as you consistently have here. Thank God, the gates of hell shall not prevail. That word means overwhelm. And I know there's an overwhelming sinfulness in culture today. There's overwhelming unholiness in this world today, but the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates is where they made plans. That's why he talked about the gates. He wasn't talking about gates that got up and moved and fell on you and crushed you. At the gates is where the council met and where they made plans. What he is saying, the plans that the devil has made, the plans that any enemy has made, is not going to conquer and it's not going to kill God's church. The church, I love the church. The church is where God found me. I love the church. Church is where I found God. I love the church. Church is where I was baptized. Hallelujah. Oh my, I just had a flashback. It was in North City, St. Louis, and you'd go downstairs, and the baptistry was in the floor of the basement. So you pulled up the two doors, like you were going down into a cellar, but it wasn't a cellar. It was a baptismal tank. Hallelujah. And I walked down in that cold water as about a 10 or 11-year-old boy, and Brother Walter Gwynn baptized me in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, we've got a baptismal tank here today, And I think I might be preaching to somebody that God's been dealing with you about baptism, and you've kind of on the borderline, and that's very typical and that's very natural. Sometimes it takes us a little bit to just make that decision. But I'm going to tell you, it's scriptural. You should do it. You need to do it. And it will be the greatest blessing in your life to have your sins completely washed away. Church is where I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I love the church. The church is where I brought up my kids. I love the church. Church has been my family. They stood with me in suffering and in gladness. It's where I get the opportunity to serve. I love the church. And the psalmist had a love for what represents the church. It was Zion in that day. It's the church in this day. And here's what he said. I love the stones. I love the concrete, is what he was saying. I love the floor of God's church. And then he says something. I love the dust. Hallelujah. I love the dust. Now, this is some dust from Cross Church. Somebody reached in the vacuum, got it out, and here it is. Now, I'm not suggesting that you worship this bag today, but I am telling you how deep this psalmist loved. He said, even from the streets of Zion, I love it down to the very basics. Go down as low as you can go. And I'm going to tell you, the church doesn't have to be fancy for me. This is a wonderful facility. And thank you, Pastor, for the vision to have another place. Not so you just have another place, but so that you have room for the growth that God is going to give you. But down in the most basic place, the psalmist said, I love even the dust of the church. Praise God. Has anybody here ever thanked God for the dust of the church? I see. Thank you for being honest. I had neither till God gave me this message. But what has inspired me is the fact I don't want that psalmist to outdo me in my commitment and my love for God's plan and God's church. I love God's church. Hallelujah. And if you love the church, it starts with loving God. That's what we're saying when we say we love the church. Oh, we may appreciate a building, and we thank God that there's an organized effort here in Olathe, Kansas, a group of people, and there's corporate laws, and there's all of those things. But really, what we're saying, we love the God of this church. You shall love Him, Jesus said, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. That's the first and great commandment, and loving our neighbor as ourself. Here's why we love the Lord. He said, I love the Lord because He heard my voice. I love the Lord because He gave me the victory, and He heard my supplications, and He inclined His ear unto me. We love Him because He first loved us. Hallelujah. It's not drudgery to come to church. Hallelujah. I get to come to church. I love the God of the church. Fall in love with God. I just encourage, a key to victory is falling in love with God. They say that the famous trapeze artist, the Walinda family, one member, he had walked that tightrope. He had walked that trapeze wire for years. But his family, and he fell to his death during a performance. And his family members reported that just before he fell, in the weeks and days, he started focusing on not falling and talking about not falling. Instead of focusing on what he could do and what he had the ability to do, what I'm saying is focus on loving Jesus. We need to be aware and focus on sinning, but be careful not to try to avoid sin so much and then forget your love for Jesus. If we fall in love with Jesus, he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will obey my word. David spoke of his love. He said, I delight to do your will, O God. I delight to do your will. I love God. I felt it in this service earlier. I felt it in this church earlier. The love for God, the love for the worship, and the love to God expressed by worship. We need to love God, and we love to worship him. Look, we don't have to lift our hands. We get to lift our hands. The way I look at it, we don't have to clap our hands. This God that's so worthy, we get to clap our hands. Woo, hallelujah. Now, I mentioned that, but who told you to do that? There wasn't any order from up here that said, everybody clap your hands. But you heard something, and you heard about something that you loved, the great God of heaven, and it made you want to just, woo, thank you, Jesus. I told God one day when I was a young child, when I was much younger, I wasn't a child, I was probably about 12 or 13, and I went back to the prayer room and I told God, I said, God, if everybody else is crying and you want me to laugh, I want to laugh. And if everybody else is laughing and you want me to cry, I'll cry. I just want to be sensitive. I want my worship to be spontaneous. Hallelujah. I don't want somebody to have to tell me every time, lift your hand, Steve. Bow your knees, Steve. Clap your hands, Steve. No, I want to do that because I love God and I love to worship him. I'm going to tell you, that spirit, that freedom of spirit is in this church. Hallelujah. You can't put this in a can. You can't put this in a test tube. The Spirit of the Lord. And I know your pastor feels this way. I thought about it earlier, Brother Blackburn. There were so many services where your pastor was scheduled to preach and a move of God would break out and he wouldn't get to preach. I wonder if he's going to pay me back. There needs a little payback. But you can't contain this power and this presence of God. I just say cross church. It's here. It's here. I don't have to instigate. It's already here. All I'm going to do is pour fuel on the fire and say, you worship God. If you feel like standing and everybody else is sitting, you stand up. If you feel like kneeling and everybody else is down, you stand up. This God, I love the worship of God's church. You do remember. Woo, that feels good right there. That feels good right there. Hallelujah. God's been too good to us for us to stay silent. God's been too good. He blessed you. He's helped you. He's healed us. Let me just remind you. Think about this for a moment. Lucifer, the devil, was one of heaven's worshipers at one time. And somebody said he began his rebellion by frowning and skipping his morning hallelujahs. And we end up having the devil and hell. And so somebody else said, hell can grow out of paradise gone sour. Don't set on your worship. Hallelujah. And I'm preaching to the choir today, as they say. I have detected no hesitancy. But I just know if week after week and day after day and year after year and when hard times come, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. He's been too good to me. I'm not going to stop worshiping and praising God. Thank you, children, for worshiping God as you did today. Woo! Woo! I like those signs. I like the part that went like that. Praise God. A little action in the church. A little activity. Because we love God. David was a lover of God and a love to worship. He said, I was glad when they said unto me. Hallelujah. Let's go to the house of God. David said, I was glad. It cheered my heart. It cheered me up. It made me feel better, is what he was saying. We give to the Lord a praise because he is worthy. Here's what the psalmist said. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. That means the victory. Anybody got some victories that you want to praise him for today? Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of a trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him on the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the strings. Praise him on the organ. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him with the high sounding cymbals. And then all of us, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Woo! Let's do it together right now. Let's do it together right now. I praise you, O Lord. I praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah. I love the church. I love the church. Hallelujah. And if the Lord tarries, there's going to be a group of people seated in a place called the Cross Church in 10 years, Pastor. 12 years. 15 years, you just count them. If the Lord tarries that long, 20 years, there's going to be a people that say, I love God's church. And I'm going to tell you, a love for the church will keep us anchored in God's church. And part of loving the church is loving his word. And I know you get it. When you get here, you get fed from the word of God. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for teaching. Thank you for studying. Thank you for the hours of preparation and the hours of prayer and sensitivity to preaching and teaching. Church, aren't you thankful for the word of God that you hear? Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Thank God for his word, this truth. Heaven and earth will pass away. He said, but my word, I'm going to tell you, everything he said in here is going to come to pass. If it hasn't already, it will. That's a promise. There's promises from the word of the Lord that he has given, and you can hold on to it. And maybe the answer hasn't come as yet, but you keep holding on. The old timers used to say, when you get to the end of the rope and nothing has happened, tie a knot and hang on. And if you get to the end of the rope, just tie a knot around God's word and just hold on, because it's going to come to pass. Has anybody ever seen it come to pass? Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's going to be faithful. You've read some verses maybe earlier today. Hold on to those verses. Maybe somebody's got a prayer request and there's a verse wrapped in that. You're holding on to it right now. I encourage you, hold on to that word and love that word. He said, I value it more than gold and rubies and all the gems of the world. Loving God's word. And then, integral to loving the church is loving the leadership of the church. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, we beseech you to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hallelujah. That word means to put into mind or to remind us of the things that God has said. Sometimes it's a warning. Sometimes it's a reminder of God's love. It can be many things. And then he said, esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Think of them with abundant esteem, he said. And remember them, Hebrews 13, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation or their behavior. See their example. Remember and exercise and recollect the memory of what has been preached and taught over this pulpit. And then verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself. Part of loving the church and loving God is to obey the leadership that God has placed over us and to submit ourselves, for they watch for your souls, that they must give account and that they may do that with joy and not with grief. I thank God for the pastor he has given me. I thank God for a man of God in my life. He's preaching today, probably just wrapping up that man. I thank God for Pastor Brad DeLong. God, I dedicated him to the Lord. He was in our nursery. I married them. I'm thankful. I thought as these kids were standing up here, Pastor Blackburn, a future pastor of Cross Church may have been standing up here. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important for our children to be covered by the wings of love in the church. But he said that pastor may give account with joy. I love my pastor so much. I want to obey him. I want to submit to him. I want to create joy and give him relief instead of grief. And here you go. Hebrews 13 and 24. Salute all them that have the rule over you, he said. Now, when we say salute, we mean this. So I'm not preaching today that every time you walk by Pastor Blackburn, you've got to salute. If you want to do that, go ahead. I think he'd feel a little uncomfortable about that if everybody walks by saluting him. But you know what that word means, really? Salute means to enfold in the arms and to embrace. Now, we can do that physically. But we can also do that spiritually for our leader. We can reach out on Monday when you may not even be near Pastor and Sister Blackburn. You can reach out and embrace them with prayers of love. It's a commandment from the Scripture. Salute all them that have. Enfold them in your arms. Embrace them. Both literally, yet there'll be times you'll get to hug them, probably have done it already this weekend or may plan to do it, to enfold them in your arms and to embrace them. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, leadership can be a lonely place. And I'm not whining about that. I'm just making a report on the reality of what it really feels like. That can be a very lonely place. But when you have people of God and saints of God that enfold you and embrace you with prayer. There are so many times I've felt the support of the people of God. And I know somebody and I'd get a text or get an email. Pastor, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Anytime you get that kind of a nudge from the Lord, you go ahead and do that. Cover the man of God with prayer. Stand with me if you would, please. Thank God. I pray that a fresh baptism of a love for God's church comes over us today. I love it so much, I'm going to commit to it. I'm going to sacrifice for it. Praise God. Woo, I just appreciate the church. Pastor, your vision moved me today. It made me want to recalibrate. Can I do something even more to be a blessing to Cross Church? And I'm gonna think about that, pray about that, and I'm gonna act on that, because I thank God for His church, and I thank God for a pastor who has a vision. Hallelujah! And it's not always a clear road, but thank God for saints of God that help move the obstacles. Don't put any in the way. Clear out every obstacle so your pastor and his family can march forward. Brother and Sister Blackburn, I'm going to ask you if you wouldn't mind if you just come and stand here in front and face the congregation. And Anna, why don't you join them? And Anthony, I know you're on the keys right now, but I'm going to ask you and Cameron to come step down here if you would. We're going to do what the writer of Hebrews said to do. We're going to salute them today. And it's not going to be this way, but we're going to cover them with our prayers. Wrap the arms of your prayers around them. I know that you love your pastor. I felt it. I saw it in some of the interactions just in the few hours that I have been here. I saw some of the interactions of the people of God. And, you know, ministry is a package deal. Comes as a total package. Hallelujah. So, Sister Blackburn's not the pastor. Anna's not the pastor. And I know that Anthony and Cameron, they're not even here right now in the work of the Lord. Brother Blackburn is the pastor. But really, it's a package deal. They're all involved. They're all. Who? I feel a sense of prayer right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody's prayer today is going to help this pastor carry a burden, and it's going to get a little lighter. Hallelujah. Somebody's prayer today is going to remove some kind of an obstacle that could even be in their thinking. Hallelujah. Somebody's prayer today is going to touch and grace this family, and fresh anointing is going to come upon these children and upon this wife. Somebody's prayer is going to do that. Now I'm going to open this time for prayer. And maybe some of you might even feel like coming forward. There's no force to do this. But I feel a magnetic pull of prayer that God wants us to cover this family on this fifth anniversary time to be able to go forward and serve God. Would you begin to pray right now, Lord? I want to thank you for the man and woman of God. I thank you for their family as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. Be sensitive to the Spirit. Don't be hesitant. Don't be hesitant. And let your prayer out. Let your prayer out. Oh, God. I thank you. I pray that you would let their come even a greater love than they already have. I feel the love of this church for this family. I feel it. I've sensed it, God. I thank you for it. But I pray that even grow. That's it. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. God's doing something right now. God's doing. That's it. Pray. That's it. Let your prayer out, God. Cover this pastoral family. I pray that you would anoint them, O Lord. You would anoint their words. You would anoint the plans that they have. You would bless every effort. Hallelujah. Bless every ministry. Bless every Sunday school effort, O God. Bless every Bible study. We call your blessings. I call your blessing upon every financial decision that is made. I call your blessing upon every counsel and decision. I pray, O Lord, for the future of Cross Church. You heard his request, Lord. You know about the location for their future, Lord. Oh, yes. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, church. That's it. That's it. Go ahead. Respond. Respond. Oh, yes. Bless them, oh, bless them, oh, bless them, oh, God. Bless them financially. Bless them emotionally. Bless them spiritually. Bless them in their giftings, oh, God. Whatever they do, whatever they lay their hand to, let it be profitable. Let it be a blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God. Yes, we do. We love you, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it, church. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. We need one another. We need one another. We need one another. Now I want you to turn this, and would you pray for somebody that's nearby as it is comfortable for you? Just link up with somebody or turn and be with somebody. You may not know, you may or may not know what they're going to face and what they're going through right now, but God's going to lead you through prayer. He may not reveal it specifically, but He'll lay a burden on your heart to bless our brothers and sisters right now, God. That's it. Thank you, church. Brother, pray for brother. Sister, pray for sister. That's right. God, we want it. We need it. We need one another. We need you, but we also need one another. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We need you. Thank you for the family of God. Thank you for the family of God. Thank you for the family of God. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask everybody that would. In just a moment, I'm going to ask you to come forward, and there's room here to come. Paul wrote, he said, "Owe no man anything but to love one another." Love one another. In other words, pay all other debts, but stay indebted to loving one another. I owe that to you, my brother. Have you ever been guilty? I know there's been times when we said something about somebody. We did something and that we just said, "Oh, I couldn't help it. I just couldn't help it to say that disparaging thing." We've said that before. Why don't we turn that around about helping and encouraging? And I just couldn't help but encourage them. I just couldn't help but pray for them. I want you, if you would, just come with somebody, stand here at the front, and we're going to pray together as a church family, as the Cross Church family. I invite you. And if you have any need in your life, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. You can repent. You can be healed. You can be blessed. Hallelujah. Let's pray together right now all across this room, Lord. I thank you, dear Jesus. I pray you would minister to every person. You would minister to every person, Lord, every member, every attendee, every guest, oh God. I pray that you would minister to them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, bless them, Jesus. Thank you for the faith in the lives in this room. Thank you for their faith, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we open ourselves. We open ourselves. We open ourselves to you, Lord. We open ourselves to you, Jesus. Oh, yes. We open ourselves. Yes.